This has just been a beautiful occasion. Everything that's been said has been appropriate, and the music was divine. I just envy this beautiful hall family and your wonderful heavenly voices. It was incredible to listen to that sweet music. After my closing remarks, we will have a closing song by Aaron Byland and Mary Drinkwater, "The Lord Bless You and Keep You" by John Rutter. And then H. Tracy Hall Jr. will give the closing prayer. And then after the closing prayer, there will be a postlude song, "Going Home." I'd like to be very brief. I've been prayerful, asking Heavenly Father, what can I say? I can't say anything to add to what has been said and what has been done by Brother Hall and his family. But I do want to mention a couple of things. First, my amazement at the loving caretaking that Nancy and Doug have given for years, and family who've come to help as well. But the love and the devotion is so remarkable. I am so grateful to have witnessed that. I remember Nancy called me just over 3 years ago, and I was a new bishop. They called me the baby bishop in this ward because all the other bishops had been older and some retired, and I didn't know what I was doing 3 years ago. Still don't really, but she called and said, "Bishop, can you come and give my mom a blessing and release her from this life?" I had never felt more pressure in my life than that request. I'd heard about that happening before. You hear conference stories or President Monson giving a talk. What do you do? And so I went over there and went to the home, and there was just a loving feeling there. And I placed my hands on her head and tried to answer that request from Nancy. And Brother Hall put his hands on mine and assisted. And I think Doug helped him assist with the blessing. It was a sweet experience for a young bishop. But then I went home and feeling that pressure, like I had said she would pass away in that priesthood blessing, I just knelt in my closet and prayed harder than I ever have in my life that that request would be granted, that she could pass and stop suffering. And the next morning I was scared to find out what had happened, but Nancy said she had passed away about half an hour later. But I will never forget Tracy climbing in bed with her, curling up next to her when she was in her final moments. It was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Love between those two was remarkable. So I just want to say one more thing. And then one quote by Elder Widsoe. Yesterday, my wife was really excited because President Eyring's secretary was calling our home to find out about when the funeral service would be. There's a wonderful connection between Henry J. Eyring and H. Tracy Hall, and that extends to the next generation too. President Eyring would have really liked to have been here today. I know he would want the family to know that he's thinking of you. But his father and your father were very close. About 3 weeks ago, I read 100 pages from the book Mormon Scientist, which is the life of Henry J. Eyring, and was just fascinated by this wonderful Mormon scientist and how remarkable he was and how humble he was and how faithful he was. And so many similarities I see between Brother Hall and Brother Eyring. Well, many people believed that Henry J. Eyring should have received the Nobel Prize. This morning, the Washington Post has been reporting on Brother Hall's passing, as has papers in New York and Israel. The world is aware of Brother Hall's passing and of his great scientific achievements. And one author of a book on how the artificial diamonds were created believed that Tracy Hall should have received the Nobel Prize. So here's two great Mormon scientists, both faithful, both humble, both wanting to build up the kingdom of God and experience the joy of family life, and both remarkably successful. I believe that even though they didn't receive the Nobel Prize, I've been thinking about there's a greater prize that they did win. I believe they were part of the great and noble souls that the Lord sent to the earth with a mission to bless mankind. And I'm grateful to even know Brother Tracy Hall and his family. I just want to quote Elder John A. Widso and make a final statement. Elder John A. Widso said in 1925, and I think he was thinking about how God creates diamonds, not how man can create diamonds, because back then it wasn't possible, but Elder John A. Widso was a great Mormon scientist as well. And he said, it is possible, again, speaking of the Lord, and sometimes we might think it took the Lord millions of years to create diamonds, and Brother Hall could do it very quickly. It is possible to take black amorphous charcoal and under the influence of heat and pressure to change it into transparent crystalline diamonds. If lifeless inert matter may be changed, a greater transformation may be expected in the souls of men when under God's influence, by the power that comes from the use of the truths that God has revealed to his children. The truths that, as we've heard today, Joseph Smith began the restoration of those truths. If men obey the gospel, a greater transformation happens to them. Such a change coming into human lives is greater than that from the black charcoal to the luminous white diamond. The lives of Latter-day Saints by the tens of thousands attest that such a transformation is possible. My final concluding thought, and I think this is an appropriate metaphor for the great scientific achievements in the life of Brother Hall, is pressure. Sometimes we feel there's too much pressure. We're going to buckle under it. We can't take it. There's economic pressure, there's financial pressure and family pressure, there's pressure of church callings, pressure of work, pressure of school, there's peer pressure, there's all kinds of pressures that we experience in life. I testify that when that pressure on us, whether it's pressure of caring for aging parents, but when that pressure is combined with faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, a remarkable transformation occurs and changes us. I testify that through faith in Christ and by obedience to God's laws, every one of us can be transformed into something greater than a diamond, into a celestial being where we can enjoy the presence of the Father and the Son and of all the prophets and saints that have lived in ages past. I testify that that is our future if we will follow the plan that the Lord has prepared for us. I express my love and my sympathy and my admiration to all of you and to your family. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.